My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we try to figure out why Davin's scammer Belinda wants him to go to Ghana. Could he be a new tribal elder? And who's feeding her lines? Listen and enjoy.
But I will tell you, I did not realize, at least I don't think I realized, at the time she was being fed lines.
Right. Now, now stop right there. You can go, she's being fed lines again. But the lines being fed is they want him to come to Ghana. What the hell is their end game?
Yeah.
You know, I never thought of it like that.
But what's the end game? That's their end game.
More game.
What is it? People enjoy my company.
More game saying.
Crazy.
But remember the Australian woman who went there to meet her guy and she was robbed and murdered.
But there's no reason.
Ah, you got to go and find out.
You bastard.
And you're going to be number one, Mike?
Man, my plan has been foiled.
It's Joe's joint. It's the curry corner.
Finally.
All right. Now, again, you picked that up. I did not know this until a couple of days ago. I did not hear. You can imagine why I would not hear it.
No, because it's a clusterfuck of an audio.
But Joe brings up a good point.
That's the end game.
All right. So if you go with Joe's thinking.
Oh, my God.
That's the end game.
But if you go, with Joe's thinking, it seems like, because it doesn't make sense to kill me.
At this point. It doesn't.
Because if you want nothing to do with me, just don't talk to me.
But it makes it because now
take. But they want to marry this chick off.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. We haven't got far. You might even know the answer to this.
Let's hope.
After this chat, maybe it's bring money, bring this, bring
Morgan
that.
Morgan says, bring all your cash with you.
Bring all your cash, stuff like that. Like that person that's the end. That's the end game. That's the end game.
Well, they were like, remember to bring lots of gold.
But again, gold, if that's the end game, if you just want money, you could have had it.
Right.
You could. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It's got to be more than money. They're marrying this chick off.
No, it's not.
They're going to marry her off to me. Yay!
Will you be a tribal elder?
I hope so. I'm not that old, but in their world I am. I am elderly.
Yes, you are elderly.
They don't live that long.
It's kind of because you could kind of wire the money and you have to wait for it to be wired. And this,
Joe, she was getting the money the next day. The divorce was pending. I was going to give her everything she wanted in her world.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
But it could take you for hostage and maybe take you.
But nobody wants me. I have nobody who wants me. No. My ex-wife doesn't want me. If I'm dead, she gets all the money. No. The only reason to have me go to Ghana and meet this chick,
yeah,
if it's not sincere love, mm-hmm. which if you're right, the guy's feeding her lines.
Feeding her lines.
Yeah.
And again, I did not pick that up. So I went a long time with my head blown by this because I did not pick it up and I did not re-listen to it.
Wow. All
right, it's the same guy feeding her lines, too.
Let's backtrack.
Oh, it is? The same. You're hearing the same
pretty
voice.
Sure it is.
Now, let's backtrack with these people that have gone. The stories of people going to Ghana.
Always works out well.
No. But how much money have these people brought? Just to refresh
you got to remember, the woman who went to South Africa, the Australian woman went to South Africa. They were in a relationship. She had made 2 huge payments to this guy before. She was still feeding him money. Yeah. It makes no sense why they killed her.
No, it doesn't really make sense. Well, Morgan, sell all your assets, bring all your cash with you. We'll take the money and kill you off.
All right, hold on. You're assuming a lot there, Morgan.
Yeah.
Because none of that in any of her conversations has been sell all your assets and bring all your money.
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what we've talked about because remember, I know a little bit more.
Right.
But
Joe and I are getting verklempt.
Yeah, right. Ah, funny.
Listen. You picked up on it, which I did not the first
right,
time.
Right, but it's kind of
it is definitely different.
It's answered some questions that I kind of had. Why does she want you to come to Ghana? Why does she, you know, why wouldn't you want to come to the States? Why? There's a reason they want you in Ghana.
Well, maybe we'll get the reason.
There's a reason. Maybe we will. And, well, maybe assume that. No, he's feeding her the lines to get of that she wants you to go to Ghana. So basically, that's the scam. They want you to go there. Why?
Many people have asked that when I show up. Why is he here?
I was like, I didn't get it for a second.
All right.
I'm like, let's go.
But, you know, the setup is being set. They're setting the table. They're essentially, we were a little confused. We didn't know why. Essentially, they just set the table.
All right. Let's go on. It's getting late in the show. As usual, we're going to run long.
Yeah.
Notice how he just took a line and then she just spoke after that.
Does it seem to you like he is feeding her the lines and she's saying them right after? Because that's what we were just speculating. Is he saying
it does
something?
Now. It
and
did
also,
at the time.
And also, and maybe I'm grabbing at straws here. Do you think the audio, and I know
about in the cafe was like, so distorted?
Distorted.
Yeah.
That
it's possible.
They're keeping they're keeping it that way to keep it vague. And he
it's possible.
And he could feed the lines.
It's possible. Again, I didn't re-listen to this till a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up these things. You know, you listen to it now. You're clearly, I'm looking at her. Why didn't I pick this up? I'm just thinking it's communication problems.
You're hearing mumble, mumble, mumble.
Yeah.
Mumble,
but now
mumble,
it's a lot clearer.
Mumble, mumble,
you can
mumble.
Hear what he's saying now, and she's repeating it.
You can see that whole setup.
I can't clearly
the whole setup
hear.
Is displayed right there.
Well, Morgan's saying, does he think that he would hold you hostage for the U.S. to send and pay money for you? Would you be kidnapped if you went there?
I mean, it's possible. I haven't heard of any stories like that. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, the world does need a porn writer of my ability.
And they're willing to pay big bucks to
exactly.
get you back.
The smut don't get written without me.
Wait, how much you got in your wallet right now, Joe? You got
about what I'm worth?
Yeah. You got like 12 bucks, maybe?
25 cents.
Right. Joe got paid today.
We can put a couple bucks together.
Now I
got to
squander and I get you out of Ghana. All right.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.